gave her something to think about, even if she never saw him again. Maybe he was just someone who stopped by occasionally, a big, hulking man built like he was cut from a mountain. With the expression of a hunter, handsome Sasha again passed his intense gaze up and down along her body, his smoldering expression unchanging. The man hadn't even laid a hand on her or said a word, and yet he'd sent her heart racing. This kind of happening would be good medicine for her after walking away from everything to a life that was bare bones. Sasha nodded and pushed away from the bar.
Sal, can I talk to you for a second?
Callie liked his voice. It sounded resonating deep and powerful. His slight Russian accent added a purr, and his voice alone made her skin tingle. Her ex-fiancé Jeremy Corcoran had a terrible voice. He'd been a gorgeous man, though, and he fitted into her plans so nicely. But when he ruined everything she had, the fact that he had a voice people could make fun of made her resent him more. This Sasha, though, was eye candy and sweet to hear as well. There had to be a catch. No man could be this perfect. He didn't have a stupid look about him, but maybe that was it.
Sure, Sasha, sure.
Sal replied eagerly.
In the kitchen,
Sasha directed. Something was wrong, Callie felt. Whoever this Sasha was, he had a problem, probably with her. She shook her head. Maybe she was being paranoid because of the stress from the past few weeks, which had managed to turn her life upside down. She might just be super sensitive now. She'd run a huge business, and now she felt insecure about stacking glasses. She didn't know what exactly might be wrong here, but there was something. She could feel it. Sexy Sasha seemed to have a knowing look in his eyes, and he'd studied her, then wanted to speak to Sal. Something was off. Seedy part of town, dirty business? Or maybe he figured she was dirty. Or trouble. The glass she was currently trying to set slipped. Fortunately, it didn't break when it landed on the rubber mat she stood on. Good thing she didn't break it, as she didn't need a job that started out in the hole. When Callie crouched down behind the counter to pick it up, she heard doors slam open up front with a crash. She froze a moment, surprised by the sudden noise. A second later, someone burst into the bar and opened fire. Bullets flew, and instantly glass shattered and fell all around her. Her mind went blank. She looked up and saw more glass falling. She felt pretty sure that she said, "Oh, shit," but no sound came out of her mouth. Or if there was sound, the blood rushing to her ears blocked it out. "This isn't real. It isn't happening." As the distinct roar of a gun fired again, she cringed. False alarm. There isn't a gunman or more fucking gunmen in the bar. I'm not in danger. She tucked her head in her hands, trying to become small. There was no freaking way her mind was playing tricks on her. Someone was shooting, and had a freaking lot of bullets. She hearkened back to the first time she stepped foot in this place, as though maybe she could undo that choice. Looking back at what went through her mind at the time, her self-deprecating laugh maniacally echoed in her own head as she tried to remain out of sight until the gunmen were gone. The kitchen door slammed open with a vengeance. Someone shot back. Callie pulled the trash cans from beneath the shelving and duck-walked into their space. As she tucked herself into the hole as tight as a ball, her boob slipped over the bustier she wore as a cocktail waitress and popped out. She drew the bustier up, but had to shift her weight because her knees throbbed something fierce in her current position. She was terrified they would pop back out. Bullets and shots echoed back and forth, and she tried to plug her ears from the sound. It felt like it was never going to end, that the guns were never going to run out of ammunition. Callie burrowed deeper and prayed she wouldn't get shot. Finally, the bar went silent. Callie slumped in her hiding place, playing possum until she absolutely knew it was safe to come out. She let herself breathe again when she heard Sasha shouting. He and Sal were shouting out hurried instructions.
"Call an Uber and send them to the hospital,"
Sasha said authoritatively.
"Let's clean this up."
He sure seemed awfully cool about the fact that two guys were just shot. Callie took that as a hopeful sign they weren't badly injured, even if they did burst into the bar and scare the life out of her. Sasha spoke in that deep, rich, sexy voice of his, and if Callie had been sitting next to